historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday. It is October 24th, 2015, a little bit after 9 o'clock, and thanks for spending part of that with me tonight. And it is an honor, and I will do you proud. There is a lot, as you know, a lot going on in the world of politics. The speakership is up for grabs. Paul Ryan has made his demands for what he requires in order to accept the position of speaker. And in all honesty, I don't think the man wants it. I think he understands that there is a populist uprising going on right now that is anti-government. And anyone in office that can be considered part of the establishment, part of the, here are the air quotes, hear them. Those are air quotes around the beltway. Well, if you're part of the inner circle, the inner beltway, then nobody wants you, right? And Paul Ryan is still thinking that 2020 is, he has a clear line of sight to 2020 and the presidential Republican nomination. And if he wants to keep the every advantage that he can, then he can do that just fine as a congressman. He doesn't need to be part of the beltway aristocracy that is the speakership. So we'll see what happens there. And then all of the Republican circus that's just been touring around the country with no particular interesting point to it. So that's an interesting thing in and of itself, because the Republican circus is, well, you know, a circus, and they're my guys. They are the ones that are most closely aligned with me. Most of them, I mean, a lot of them, they're general ideas. And I still am, well, I wish there was some little gleaming light in there that I could be really proud of. Right now, I'm just hoping that they'll get it together. And then the Democrats are their own thing. And so, in rounding all of that out, I've been thinking deeply over the past couple of days, and I want to take you on that journey, that actually a bit of a revelation, as a matter of fact, over the past couple of days. And I'm surprised that it took me so long to have this idea come to me. But how it started was pretty simple. My little girl, 8 years old, third grade, ran for student body treasurer. And there are a lot of details that I'll leave out, so forgive me if it sounds just a wee bit confusing, but follow along with this, the bullet point version. My little girl, 8 years old, my daughter, runs for student body treasurer. I want to help her, and I help her make stickers. I help her make a couple posters, and I help her hand out the stickers. So imagine all of that's happening. Now, in looking at all the stuff that's done and comparing what we were doing, my wife and I, in helping my daughter and seeing the other candidates around the schoolyard passing out stickers in the morning, I started to wonder, well, you know, am I doing too much? Because my daughter's stickers and signs and all were 10 times better than those around her. So I thought, well, you know, is it too much that I've done to help her or whatever? I mean, we taught her how to use this publisher software and had to go to Office Depot. I figured, you know, that's not exactly like NASA rocket science stuff that we're helping her do or anything. And all the other kids had paint and glue. And anyway, I have this a parenting group on Facebook that I talk to from time to time. And I threw a question out there saying, well, given this story, kind of like what you just heard, am I going overboard? Am I doing too much to be helpful to my daughter and teaching her how to do the things I just described, rather than just sitting back and saying, okay, well, congratulations, you're in the race, and let me know how it turns out. So I submitted this question. When I say submitted, I posted it on Facebook is all. Well, holy flipping hell. It was just, wow, the amount of venom that came back at me telling me that I had gone wildly overboard in helping my daughter, in participating in my daughter's election, ranged from I was a pretentious, egomaniacal helicopter parent that was living vicariously through my daughter and couldn't allow my daughter to do anything, but I was simply living through her and there taking over the campaign and basically running for third grade treasurer myself. And then it just got even more venomous than that, with things such as the only thing that they hate about me, and these are other fathers, these are other fathers, you know, they love their kids. I love my kid. And, you know, but it was harsh, telling me that the only thing that they don't like about me is that I'm clearly unable to speak think rationally, to think logically and involve any kind of critical reasoning in anything that I do in my day. You see where I'm going? Venomous. All over the fact that I was helping my daughter. And now, I'm skipping a lot of details here, I want to remind you, because the key point to what happened, I believe, is that I became much more in tune with, I had a deeper understanding when this was over, of something called a free-range parenting style versus the helicopter parenting style. Okay, that's what they call it. Not nice names and slightly biased at that, but I'll just throw them out there because that's the most common terms. These are names that I had not put together. I am pretty in tune with parenting subjects and all, but for some reason, these had never washed across my eyes. I had never got these. So this was the first time that I had heard it and I connected it and let it sort of gel in my head. So I have a couple thoughts that I wanted to kind of discuss with you tonight. And one is, how far is too far in parenting your kids? Do you help them? Do you teach them when the school fails to teach them? Do you step in and do it? Or when the school fails to teach them, do you just let them figure it out for themselves? Remember, I'm talking about an 8-year-old, not a college student. You know, do we just let them figure it out for themselves and then learn the lessons of figuring it out for yourself? There's a free range mentality out there that says you just let them go. In the extreme case, there is a philosophy where education is not even formal. It is literally the free rangers in the extreme case believe that education should be guided by the children. You don't teach the children something they don't want to learn. I'm not kidding with this. You can look it up. The children come into class and they just sort of wander like leaves in the wind. And just, what you know, if they happen to go to the art section, then let them learn art. If they go to the math section, let them learn math. If they go to the singing or the whatever it may be, they gravitate toward whatever their soul embraces. And I'm mocking it a little bit, and I shouldn't be, to be fair, but just I have to confess a bias that I am not a free-range parent. I don't believe that parents should allow their children to call the shots, make the decisions, and just go where God or fate or the winds or the universe, whatever it is, guides them. I don't believe that. And am I here to talk about kids? No. What I'm here to talk about is I deeply believe that the philosophies we carry through life, through politics, through presidential politics, through choosing what to do as far as taking the office of Speaker of the House, they're guided by core fundamental beliefs. And usually those are most commonly expressed in your childhood. We learn them in childhood, and then they are expressed again in adulthood, parenthood, and then later on in life in various other ways. And the core idea is this. There are free-range people out there that believe that we do not get involved in society. We do not get involved in government. We basically allow it to just take its own course, to run its own course. And, you know, it goes where it may go. And there are those that believe that we can change things, we can have an effect, and we can get involved, have conversations, do something, vote maybe, participate in government, participate in education, participate in whatever it is that you find important to you, and try to make a difference. And those two ideas conflict viciously. There are other ideas that conflict viciously. And when we come back from the break, I have a guest tonight. James is a friend of mine, and we had this discussion earlier in the day. And I want to talk about exactly whether or not we enjoy the debate, whether or not the human being enjoys the conflict. We find it more interesting, more valuable. And if that's true, how do we deal with that? We don't. There is the win in the fight, and the only win is in the fight, and we want to continue fighting it. We don't want to solve the abortion problem. We don't want to solve the immigration problem. We don't want to solve diseases because we want to make more money off the treatment than the cure, and we want to make more political capital off of the issues than the solutions. Is that what we're doing? Maybe. And maybe the fight against it isn't the right idea. We have to understand that it continues on its own and has its own life. And speaking of continuing, the John Breslin Show will continue with my guest when we come right back, and we are going to dig deep into this and have a lot of fun with it. And then a special guest at the end of the show, a new breaking artist right here on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. So just look at them and
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 today.
Today, Hillary Clinton testified in Congress for nearly 10 hours about Benghazi. That's like a whole season of television that the House Select Committee just dropped on us like they were Netflix or something. And I watched all of it because I don't just Benghazi, I binge Ghazi.
There was one moment when a representative told Hillary Clinton that he could wait while she read her notes. She said, "I can do more than one thing at a time." It's funny, yeah, then Bill Clinton said, "When I say that, I get in trouble." It's a problem.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you love to shop and you love to find deals, you need to log on to 9malls.com. At 9malls.com, you'll find discounts on just about anything you can imagine, plus coupons and coupon codes to save you even more money. You'll find discounts on name brand clothes, electronics, jewelry, music, computers, just about everything. The deals are amazing. It's better than a real mall. It's 9malls.com. That's the number 9malls.com. NineMalls.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 today.
Becoming a parent is such an exciting time. Deciding on whether or not to know the gender, preparing a space at home, and most importantly, choosing a name. However, at sonobabies.com, we've taken that excitement to a whole new level. Send us clear ultrasound pictures, and within about a week, we'll send you a 3D model of your unborn baby. Sono Babies is simply the most unique and huggable way to treasure your memories now and forever. Go to sonobabies.com. That's sonobabies.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show, where we're talking about whether or not there's any chance that we can come together as, you know, as warring parties of the same family, you know, or do we want to be at war? Are we the Hatfields and McCoys and it's always going to stay that way? Well, a friend of mine, James, and I were talking about this earlier today, and I have him on the line now to help me expand out to all the little corners of this, I feel, very interesting argument. James, are you with me?
Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks.
Well, what do you think? And do you think that, you know, like I said, where you know, there are even in parenting, even with just the simple thing of being moms and dads, there is a vicious conflict between people who think that parents should just keep their hands off and let the kids wander and do, you know, what they do, or the ones that think kids need to be guided. Is this, do we just as humans want to be at odds with each other? Do we always want to just divide ourselves and get into little groups?
Well, once you pick a side, you have told the other side that you do not agree with them. And some people can accept that as kind of just a difference that you have with them, or other people can accept that as you saying that you think they are totally wrong. And when it comes to, you know, kids, parents feel that if you're telling them that their teaching style or the way that they're handling their kids is wrong, I mean, they take that to heart. They take that right. As everything that you are doing and everything you say is inflicting and harming a human being for the rest of their life. I mean, that's some part destroying someone's life.
It's attacking their family, and people get...
It's attacking their family.
Yeah.
And when you say, I mean, let's just take your case, for example, when you say that you prefer helicopter parenting, it doesn't matter what you say after that. All you have to say is that you've chosen a side, and you've told that other side that they are absolutely volatile, vile people to their children. And you don't even have to say that. All
right.
You have to say is, I disagree with you. And that's where that viciousness comes from. That's where that absolute volatility comes from them. And it's that exact feeling that, just like you said, that leads us into the differences, your Hatfield versus McCoy, your Coke versus Pepsi, your Hot Wheels versus your Matchbox, your Apple versus your Android. We can find very small inherent differences between the two different objects or two different parties. And once you've assigned yourself to one of those parties, it doesn't matter anything you say afterwards. You have said that you disagree entirely with whatever anyone else who doesn't agree with you has to say.
You've picked a team. This is my team. Your team must be bad.
Right.
And I like the 49ers. The Raiders must be bad.
Right. And it's that inherent difference that we get into things that we consider inherent evil. This is where you have your Sunnis versus Shiites, your Israelis versus Palestinians, your Nazis versus Jews. It's no longer, I disagree with you. It's, I disagree with you to such an extent that your life is no longer significant.
It's a matter of degree, then.
Right. And that's where you get your X and Y axis, right? Your X axis is the differences, and your Y axis is the action or the volatility that you feel must be taken into account. I mean, on one side of it, you think the only thing that needs to be taken into account is, say, for example, the fathers that disagree with you, them telling you that you're absolutely wrong, that you are harmful to your child, while the other side of that is strapping a bomb to your chest because you disagree so harshly with the other side that you feel that your life is what needs to be sacrificed in order to make a difference for your party, for your team.
So if I understand what you're saying that there is a spectrum. There is a long, wide spectrum of varying degrees where how intensely you feel. You know, you may feel it doesn't really matter. I have a different opinion, but, you know, it's, I like chicken, I like beef, I like vegetables. It's not that big a deal on one end of the spectrum.
Right.
And then over on the other, we cross through these windows or doorways or whatever you want to call it as we move from that side over and over and over and over to the other end of the spectrum where I care about our differences so deeply that I will go suicide bomber on you and, you know, and start blowing up nations.
And
so there are varying degrees. And I think what really amazed me in this is that it's sort of my revelation was that if I can understand what that spectrum is, then I at least get the fact that, okay, this is something that they believe and I don't need to think that they're wrong. I just need to think that that is an alternative way of doing things. As you and I were talking about earlier today, I like the example of painting. Painting in classical Renoir style, okay, it looks like what it's supposed to look like. You can make it out. If you have something that looks like somebody just threw paint at a wall and said, oh, presto, I've created art. What is it? It's abstract. I don't know what it is. There are different styles. I think one is good and one is bad. But what I should be saying is that's your style and not mine. And this is mine and not yours, right?
Right. And it's that category that you kind of get into labeling yourself. Are you a good painter or a bad painter? Are you a good parent or you're a bad parent? Are you a helicopter parent or are you a free range parent? And it's that labeling that kind of pressures us to get into a party, because if you're without a party, you're a nobody. If you're not a helicopter parent or a free range parent, who gives a crap of who you are? And it's kind of that force, that kind of forcing and pressure to put you into some line. To have you choose between Coke and Pepsi, because if you don't, you're a nobody. And that's kind of where you get that pressure from the parents or from the fathers. I mean, they could have said nothing. They could have responded with just a very casual response, or they could have just saw it as that wasn't their place to say anything. But it's that fact that they saw that their voice needed to be heard that shows that we inherently need to pick apart.
And that then eventually becomes the party system, and we are becoming more and more polarized. As a nation, we are becoming polarized over just the same principle as what we're talking about in families. More with James on the John Brislin Show coming right back after this. Stay right where you are, you.
Key, my only key, looks so small, got so quiet.
Time reports on Congressman Paul Ryan, accused of hypocrisy. This week, Ryan said that if he were to serve as House Speaker, he would not give up spending time with his family. In 2009, he voted against providing paid leave, family leave to federal workers.
Tonight, Paul Ryan says he'll only serve as Speaker of the House if he can spend more time with his family. Working women of the world were like, finally someone gets paid family leave. It just won't be us.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Do you hate commercials during radio shows and podcasts? Well, check out scatterradio.com. It's real radio by real people with zero commercials, no commercials. You can even start your own internet radio show if you like. You can go to scatterradio.com. That's scatterradio.com, spelled S-C-A-T-T-E-R. radio.com, or download the Scatter Radio app from Google Play or iTunes. Be heard, scatterradio.com. And also, if you have a business, if you are a business looking for funding from $5,000 to all the way up to $2 million, well, there is a possible funding source for you. If you are a business with a monthly income that is at least $10,000, a credit score of 550 or more, and you are in business for 6 months or more, then you might have funding from linkus2funding@gmail.com. Now, any tax liens and or judgments must be on the payment plan, and bankruptcies must be discharged for 1 year prior to applying. If these things fit you and you are looking for funding from $5,000 to $2 million, you might have answers with an email. You might get answers with an email straight to them. And to get three simple forms to help you get this funding, send an email to linkus2funding@gmail.com. That's L-I-N-K-U-S, the number 2, funding@gmail.com. L-I-N-K-U-S, the number 2, F-U-N-D-I-N-G @gmail.com. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, and we are talking with James. And James, thanks for staying on through the break. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And I was wondering if you have any stories from your past. You seem to be a person of stories that would sort of illustrate how this develops from just the simple thing of how to raise kids to how to be in parties and how the conflict develops between people who want to be, as you said, in one group versus another and wants to let the other group know I am better than you.
Well, I'll try to draw on a story that's kind of broad for everyone to relate to. It's as simple as high school groups during lunch. What table you sit at defines who you are. If you're sitting at a table that has no real definition or is vague or by yourself, you're a nobody. And it's from that we kind of draw into your example when you said we're not looking for a cure to a disease. We find something in conflict. We find something in labeling yourself and finding a rival group. You're not a jock. You're a cheerleader. You're not a nerd. You're a musician. There is something that is inherently in us that wants to show who we are by labeling ourselves. And when you draw an example of finding a cure, you're saying that there is something that we find in conflict. We want to continue to develop medicine because resolving the issue
and making it so that we're all equal and finding a solution isn't something that's inherently in us. We prefer to find conflict. We prefer to be labeled as helicopter parents or as free-range parents. If there was an overall solution, we wouldn't want to take it. It is not in us to resolve situations like that. Think of it in the case of anger. When you are angry, you're not angry in shades of gray. You're angry in either you're right or you're wrong. There is no area where the alternative is somewhere in between. And that's where you kind of get your we're going back to inherent differences to inherent evils. And it's that where it's there you find the volatility in it. And when you say things like, let's go back to Sunnis and Shiites, you might see that as an insignificant, a difference between the two belief sets that they have.
Yeah, they're both Muslim. They both live in the same community, basically, or at least same region of the world. There are just 1,000 similarities.
Right. But their anger is based upon the very minuscule, hairline split between what they believe is right and what they believe is wrong. And it is from that where we kind of find in the most simplest case that you see yourself at one table of the lunchroom than the other, that you see yourself as the good guy and them as the bad guy. It is there that we kind of find that we're not okay existing in a utopia. Utopias are impossible because it is in us to want to have a rival. It is in us to find a bad guy in our life to say that at least if I do anything bad, at least I'm not like that guy. And that's what a lot of those fathers feel about that, and going back to your comment section.
And also how politicians feel, and Republicans and Democrats and far right and far left feel. They feel very, very deeply, and they are willing to fight about it, aren't they?
A Republican can say, I'm wrong, but at least I'm not a Democrat. And
with that, we're going to leave it. And James, you're giving us pearls. I sure appreciate it. It's always fun talking with you, my friend. Let's do it again soon.
You bet.
And this is the John Brislin Show. We have a wonderful opportunity now to switch gears a little and get artsy and talk with someone who was actually discovered by Tracy Thomas, who is a friend of the John Brislin Show. She is the CEO of NTT Management. And she grew up with this artist's late mother, Maya Boston, in the 1980s. And Julian Alexander Koiner, who's 21 years old, is from Frederick, Maryland, and full of enthusiasm and passion. And moreover, he organically writes, records, sings, and plays instruments for all of his tracks. Now, his new hit single, Love Letter, is now in rotation across the country, and also he is going to appear within Jamsphere magazine next month as Artist of the Month, March 2015. And now, Julian Alexander Koiner, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, what's up, John?
Now, what is your inspiration for your music? I mean, what is it that drives you?
Really just everything around me, every experience. Every person I meet, really just going out in nature and just thinking about stuff.
But what got you started? I mean, as far as, say when you first started to say, I'm going to take this seriously, I'm going to create, well, for instance, Love Letter. I mean, what made you just dive into it? When I write something or write a show, there's usually a spark of some sort. Can you narrow it down to a spark, or was it just something that you've always had in you?
I guess some of it, the music in general, is something I've always had in me, specifically Love Letter. I know the spark from that. My girlfriend actually is over in Italy traveling abroad doing art, and she told me, I guess, a week after she left that I need to get up out of bed and write a song about her. And I said, okay. And I just started looking at the art she was drawing over there, and when you hear the song, you listen to lyrics, it's pretty much describing how I was feeling at that exact moment when she told me I needed to just and take everything that I was feeling and just put into a song. So that's what I did for it.
And what we're hearing in the background there, now, Julian, I don't know if you can hear it as well, but we are hearing your song being played in the background, and it has a certain rhythmic feel to it. It's slow. It's sort of a, well, as I would call it, sort of a spiritual thing. I don't mean as in church going. I mean, it sort of gets the spirit focused and just sort of gets you going in a very calm way. I don't have the right musical words to express what I'm feeling when I hear the song.
This summer specifically, I've been writing a lot of slower stuff. I'm used to a more upbeat, festival-paced type music, very indie, drum-oriented, driving type stuff. I guess this summer I kind of chilled out a little bit and just reflected on myself and what was happening in my life and just growing up a little bit. And this is the kind of stuff that just started coming out.
Now, do you like to play in clubs, or do you prefer to just record privately and then and let people hear your music out in the world? Or, where do you like to perform?
Well, I know I recorded a studio, Harbor Red Studio, with my buddy Kenny down in Baltimore, and that's like a second home to me. I love playing there a lot, and that's where I record all my tracks and everything. But I do... In Baltimore, there's Autobar, Ramshead, Soundstage, in D.C., 930 Club, Electric Maid. Down in Frederick, we got 930 Club, and this next year, I'm going to be playing there a whole bunch all around, and hopefully set up some sort of tour and stuff, because I've been asked to go overseas and tour a little bit on the East Coast next year, so hopefully I'll be doing some stuff like that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a bass guitar at home, and I'm one of those people that have tried forever to really, you know, well, get what I would call good at it. I don't feel I'm really very good at it, but I try. You know, I get there and I make my way around. Now, for all those people out there that play with the idea of music and have played instruments and sing and all, how did you make the transition? How did you go from just singing in the shower to recording in a studio? I mean, was it, what did your transition feel like to you?
Oh, it was, I mean, that was insane. I was a track runner, D1 track athlete, basketball player, and I actually found my old bandmates who I used to play with in high school basically told me, they said, you have a 4-string guitar, and I was like, I think, and my mom actually played bass when she was growing up, and she played in the band, and she was a singer, and she was also a bassist as well, and I asked her if we had a 4-string guitar, and I found it under her bed, and I picked it up and just started playing it, and I was like, I think I'm doing it right, guys. Like, how's this sound? They're like, oh, sweet. Like, that sounds bad, but we got to get you an amp. Bought an amp. And after that, it was just love. I loved playing it every single second I had. I remember my mom used to ground me, not from, cell phone, video games, any of that kind of stuff growing up, but she would be like, give me your bass. And I'd be like, are you kidding me? And I would have to, like, put it in my bed and hide it from her because that would be my punishment anytime I did acted up around her or anything. But, yeah, it was a weird transition. And I found my piano that I play, and that's the main instrument I play now. And that's just a 24/7. I don't know. It's something you feel. That's the easiest way to put it. When you feel it and you put your mind to something you want to do, you just follow that path and you keep on going in the direction. And the music and everything just comes out of you. So,
well, Julian Alexander Coyner is my guest tonight on the John Breslin Show. And I can, you know, Julian, there's one thing that I've noticed is that music has a certain effect on me, that if I'm having a, the simple bad day kind of thing, if I'm in a bad mood, I can actually turn certain music on and change how I feel. Is that something that you find? I mean, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time. I listen to Local Natives. That's a big name for me that changes my mood instantly when I'm feeling down. And also, I listen to a ton of classical music and jazz.
I have to interrupt you, Julian, right there. I'm sorry, but we're running short on time. And I want to make sure that anybody that's interested in your music can find you. Julian Alexander Coyner, how do they find your music in the world? Is it a website, or you tell me?
Yeah, you can find all my stuff on FacelessOnesBand.com. I'm on Instagram.
Spell Julian, that out for me.
Julian, Julian _A_ Coyner, Coyner. And that's my Instagram. That's where most of my stuff is. You can find my website and everything on there as well.
Okay, Julian Alexander Koiner, I sure appreciate you taking the time to be on the John Breslin Show tonight, and we will look you up and enjoy your music. We've been playing it, and if you want to hear more, just Google Julian Alexander Koiner and get his music. Thank you, Julian. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks to you, John. You too.
And remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad. It is going to... No, no, it's... Okay, well, how about we go to a break instead? And this is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. All day.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
That's not the only hypocrisy. That's not the only hypocrisy. And you can't complain that you don't have enough time to spend with your kids while bragging about how much time you spend at the gym.
There's a Supergirl is on TV. I saw it when I was working out this morning. There's an ad promoting Supergirl. She looked pretty hot.
Damn. Jeb's creeping on the Kryptonian.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destinyfour.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Visit shoprandom.us for one-stop easy shopping. From art to sports to vintage tees, that's random. Something for everyone, and new items are added frequently. We have treasures for reliving memories and treasures for creating new ones. Hundreds of random hand-picked awesome items are waiting for you. We take the hassle out of shopping. Again, that website is shoprandom.us.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, and we have had a wonderful show of guests tonight. And you know, there's something that has been kind of bugging me as far as you know what we've been talking about with the separation, the polarization of America. And, you know, the Speaker of the House coming in and, you know, making the demands that he's making to become the Speaker. Paul Ryan doesn't want to be the Speaker of the House. What he should be is a musician like Julian. I don't know if he's the real deal or not, but it seems to me that, you know, he is a very qualified individual. We saw the level of qualification that he had when he was the vice presidential nominee with Mitt Romney. And it really seemed like, he was ready and he was qualified, but not ready. Does that make sense? I don't know. And now if he steps into this role of Speaker of the House and puts himself in the Beltway as the Beltway elite, then he may completely close the door on any presidential hopes that he may have in the future. Not sure, but that's, I think, where we're kind of headed. We can see that with the Trump thing and the whole populist uprising. But let's go to the phone lines, and thank you, everyone, for being patient. I appreciate that, and we'll go through them as quickly as we can. Let's start with Bay Area San Francisco, the world headquarters and world citizen you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, thank you, John, and thanks for letting me on.
Happy to. What's the good word?
Well, I'm not sure how to start out tonight, but I'm thinking that, you know, maybe it's time we clean out all the professional politicians. I guess that's what Jeb Bush is doing. He's kind of reorganizing his campaign and reshuffling some of his employees or something.
Well, you know, I got it. There seems to be this huge hatred, really, of anybody that's in politics. And it's something that I don't think people totally understand. You may hate your lawyer, but you don't want just someone who is, read a book from John Grisham to represent you in a court. You want professional people who know how to handle legislation and how to govern and how to handle executive authority. I don't know.
Well, the Democrats lost two this week, too. They were politicians.
Yeah. Right now, there is a whole popular view out there that if you don't know anything about politics and you haven't been part of that world, then you should be a politician. You should go in and rule the world. You should go in and take over the American government or participate in it. And I think that although there is a degree of logic to that, I get that. I understand. In fact, I believe in it to a certain extent myself. The thing that what it really tells us is that we are just so disgruntled that we want anything other than what is going on right now. And there's a deeper point to that. We are disgruntled because we want only our way. We want only what we want, and we don't want to agree with anybody else except us, which is what I was talking about earlier with the free-range parenting and the helicopter parenting. Vicious, coming from one side and then also coming from the other. We don't want to find agreement. So I've got about 30 seconds to all yours,
sir. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
No, they're all yours, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I can't add much to what you said because, otherwise it would be not truthful, you know? So, I'll talk at you next week, man. Take care.
Oh, well, okay. You threw me with that one. All right, well, you be safe out there in Bay Area. I'm not sure what you meant, but I'm looking forward to hearing you next week. Anyway, this is the John Breslin Show. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with me here. And if I can give you any sort of takeaway, it's this. That short of someone else's opinion hurting somebody, it is something that we would do well to remember accept the other side's argument as their opinion and is fine for them, and it doesn't need to be yours, and vice versa. And more importantly, if you can remember it, if you can say it with me, let's say it now, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it will put up a fight. And I will always be fighting for it right here with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, right here on the John Breslin Show every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on AM 720 Las Vegas and www.johnbreslinshow.com. Good night, America, wherever you are.
John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.